Today in Alabama Ag News from the Southeast AgNet, the mission of the Natural Resources Conservation Service is to help people help the land. And David Elliott, Alabama NRCS Tribal Liaison to the Porch Creek Indian Tribe, says their partnership with the tribal communities has proven to be a great asset in accomplishing that goal.
We have a great partnership. We're very proud of that partnership and the opportunity we had to work to preserve and enhance and maintain the natural resources that the tribe owns.
And Elliott says both the agency and the tribal community is very proud of one of their current projects.
The River Cane project is a very special project for the tribe. The River Cane plant is a plant that is used for multiple uses in their cultural and heritage and educational purposes, sacred ceremonies and etc. And they were unable to establish that plant on the reservation and had lost that plant there. So NRCS was able to get a 100 plants grown at our plant material center in Coffeyville, Mississippi. We were able to bring those plants back on the reservation. They've been planted now by the Tribal Youth Council, and so the youth is very interested in the project, and they're looking at not only having this plant brought back to the tribe, not for their generation, but the generations to come. So they're very proud of that. It's a very special project. We're proud to be a part of it.
The Alabama NRCS is in the process of growing 100 more plants to eventually be established on the reservation. And even though Elliott notes that it does take several years for the plants to grow large enough for gathering purposes, they feel like they're on the right track as this year's rains helped the survival rate of the transplants. And Elliott adds that the project may be a little unusual, but that's what makes it so great.
This is a project that we kind of would look at as outside the box of our regular operations on a day-to-day basis, but that just shows our commitment to the partnership we have with the tribe, and it goes more than just a document signed that says we got this agreement with them. We really try to put action to our words, and they do as well, and we're very proud of that.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.